So they put me out of my misery. See what I did there? By which I mean, misery's all done. Had our final two shows, and they went great.
Your daily Lex.
And, you know, when you finish a show, you typically have to deal with post-show blues. And for me, that was like thinking about, it was really a lot of fun. I mean, I'm not going to miss the part where I got hurt a lot. Lots of cuts and lots of bruises. But the show was fun. And I really liked getting to do it. I wish I was doing another weekend of it, in fact. But it was good. It went well. And you know, when you think about why you do it, like I have a friend, a buddy of mine named John, who's like, I love doing shows because I love at the end when I get to go out and take my bow. And sure, that's great. But for me, it's not like, it's not the thunderous applause. It's like knowing I did a thing well, knowing I did a thing well that people saw. That's what I like. I've thought about it a lot before recording this episode. Like, what is it? Why do I do these shows? And like, that's what it is. It's like feeling like I did a thing well, and that people liked it. People saw it. Which I guess is part of what John likes about applause. It's the same nuance. This is not the right words. It's the same concept, but it's, you know, it's a different muscle or something. I thought of some other interesting things about how this show went. One was, normally, especially if I'm doing a musical, I am constantly hydrating. I've got two large water bottles with me. Before the show, I'm drinking water. During the show, anytime I exit the stage, I'm like drinking water. And because of all that, I've got various pee breaks built into the show. I'm going to pee before the show, but then like, hey, I am on for this scene and on for this scene, and then I'm off. So then I'll go pee. So during this person's big number, I'm not watching that number from the side. I'm not listening to it. I'm peeing. So like when I did Elf, I had like four. Oh, here's Jovi has her big song. That's my Jovi song pee. And I know these things because I have those beats. With Misery, I had no such option because I was on stage the entire time. Even when the stage rotated, I was still in the kitchen set, or the bedroom set rather. I was never not on the stage. So I didn't want to have to pee during that show. So I had rules for myself. Like my calendar would say, okay, last sip of water. And that would be like 60 minutes before the show started. And then I would, try to empty my bladder before the show began and then get through the whole show. By the end of the show, I always had to pee. That's just how it goes. But another fun thing was, you know, on Saturday after the show, I bolted out of the theater and went to a different theater where I was going to see a production of Ragtime, which was good and long. But so when I was at Ragtime, I was there in part to see the show and support friends, but also to help sell raffle tickets. I was volunteering to help them sell their raffle tickets, which that theater does to raise money each show. And multiple times people were like, hey, were you in Misery? Some of them had seen it that day. Some of them had seen it the prior weekend. Hey, were you in Misery? That you were great. And then one person's like, were you in Misery and Elf? I'm like, yes, yes, I am. And then when people say that, I get to say, yes, both are James Caan film roles. And so my next James Caan role that I'm taking over is Godfather, the musical. And they say, really? And I say, no, it's great. But I was recognized a couple times over the weekend, several times at the other theater where I was selling raffle tickets. But then after our final show, I had a little break before the cast party. So I went to a nearby restaurant to eat by myself to have a quick dinner. And I saw this other table eyeing me throughout my meal. And as I was leaving, they stopped me and said, excuse us, were you just in Misery? And I said, yes, yes, I was. And they were, oh, you were great. Thank you so much. Leave as I'm walking back to my car so I can go to this cast party. I'm behind a trio of older women, and they stop me. And they're like, wait, were you in Misery today? And I say, yes, yes, I was. And they ask if they could take a picture with me. And of course, I say yes, but I'm thinking, why? Why do you want that? Look, we got a picture with a guy who was in the community theater production of Misery we saw. I don't know, it just seems silly. But it's also very nice. I appreciate it. I think it's fun. It means I did a good thing well, I guess. Or at least a good thing memorably enough that they wanted to have that thing that they remembered. So listen, I've also been sharing with you tracks from my new album. The album is called A Sentiment That's Almost True. That album title is a lyric in the following song. I've played this song once on this podcast already. It's based on a true story where I wanted to do a magic trick after a different show's rehearsal out at a dinner, and somebody else at the table was also a magician and they started doing tricks instead. So I didn't. The version you heard on the podcast before was not as good as this version, because this is a better mixed and mastered version of the song. So here is track 3 from A Sentiment That's Almost True by Lex Friedman. It's called Another Magician. And you can get this album wherever you stream music, because that's how music works.
I was excited to go to this restaurant. It's a sentiment that's almost true. I like to break the ice or score a wow. I know just what I'll do. I'll get the table's attention and say, hey, this knife seems kind of weird. Then while they're watching me hold it, they'll suddenly see it's disappeared. But there's another magician. He's at the same table performing sleights. Yeah, there's another magician. Guess I won't show off my tricks tonight, 'cause there's another magician. He's got a good French drop, that's quite clear. Yeah, there's another magician. Which one of us could disappear? I was ready to make your ring vanish. I'd have thrown it right across the room. I palm a penny, toss that instead. You see it fly, and then kaboom! There's a deck of cards in my pocket, and your three of clubs would end up under your plate. There were just three tricks I'd planned, but it appears I'm just too late. 'Cause there's another magician at the same table performing sleights. There's another magician. Guess I won't show off my tricks tonight, 'cause there's another magician. He's got a good false shuffle, that's quite clear. Yeah, there's another magician. Which one of us could disappear? But still, ooh and ah, you cry. He took my shtick, he got there first. So now I'm just another guy. I'm not a juggler, I don't tell jokes. So I resent this guy's intrusion. I like to be the surprise magic man. I guess it was all an illusion. 'Cause there's another magician. He's at the same table performing sleights. Yeah, there's another magician. Guess I won't show off my tricks tonight, 'cause there's another magician. He's got a good back palm, that's quite clear. Yeah, there's another magician. Which one of us could disappear? Disappear. Disappear. Lex.